Paul, can we start off with just team news, injuries, fitness, that kind of thing? Any changes from the other day?
Just Mike Williamson's back in contention, so I thought he played really well. And so him coming back's a boost to us as well. So everybody else is fine.
Yes, he really did in that game. Obviously, it was unfortunate the way it ended for him, but he brought you some, I don't know, leadership organisation, what would you say?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think that, and plus Mike's good in the ball as well. He's an intelligent footballer, so... and losing him obviously was a blow to the red card, and to be fair to him, every time he's been fit and he's played really well. So him coming back is a boost.
It's a very useful option to have him. I mean, obviously he hasn't played very much for the last 18 months, so you know, if he's to hold, well, you're well covered in that department, but you know, if he was to hold his form, is he okay to do half a dozen games in a row? Is he at that sort of level of fitness?
Well, he can do half a dozen games in a row, I'm not sure, because the length of time he's been out, sir. A huge hit, and but I think you can get away with one or two games. Where they can do back to back is a big thing for them at the minute after being so long out. But you can get away with them, like we did at Reading or we did at Stoke. But the problem is when somebody's been out for that length of time, you tend to find they get little niggles elsewhere. Their main injury feels good, but the little niggles elsewhere because their muscles aren't trained. Sure. And it's the kind of same situation we knew, the same, the exact same, bad injury, and lads not a pre-season. And that's, for a footballer, not to have a pre-season is a big thing, because you're not conditioned. Sure. And so these two lads have had really bad injuries, but you will get away with it sporadically, I think.
Yeah, it's a good option to have back all the same. Now, it's sort of cliches, and we use them, the managers use them, that, you know, in this division in particular, there are no easy games and so on. However, and taking that for granted, tomorrow with Rotherham, nobody is going to turn up at the ground thinking that tomorrow. How does that change things for you? I imagine it doesn't change things for you. It can't.
It doesn't, mate. I think the thing for me is a club this size, even the spectatorship level should be at home and it should also be away. So I don't view it any differently. I think this club, the size of it, the fan base it's got, you don't treat any game at home differently for what you do away from home. And I've never done that anywhere I've been. I always think when you're a big club, you've got to handle home and away. You're a lot of people coming to watch at home, you're a lot of people coming to watch away. And if you're at this club, you have to be able to handle that. And big players will handle it. And the ones that don't handle it, you know, will be tough. But the important thing is, as I said before, we're going into games playing well. We just need to finish the good work off.
Yes, and you'll prepare them and remind them of that. Not that the players, I'm sure, need reminding, because you know, it's the professional approach, as you say. However, patient though the crowd have often been during games this season, it is one of those occasions tomorrow where people aren't going to expect, you know, after a certain amount of time, 15, 20 minutes, when are you going to score a goal?
Yeah.
That is a factor, isn't it, potentially?
And if we can get an early goal, it'll be so much better. But we're going to have to earn the right. And Rotherham are fighting for their lives, albeit they're a good bit away from it. And there'll be a bit of turmoil there at the start of the season, losing their manager and Paul coming in. So, it's a tough game. The expectancy level, quite rightly, will be on us. But we have to be patient at certain times, but we also have to be clever and use our heads that you won't be able to score every time you go forward.
Sure.
You're going to have to be patient at certain times, but we're going to have to dominate the ball.
I know, and you said very clearly again the other night, you're happy with the way that you know the team is playing a lot in most of the games recently, and they've done a lot of good things. The players that we've spoken to have come out and said, yeah, we're still optimistic and confident. Do you get, behind closed doors, are you still getting that feeling off them that they think, yeah, we're doing all right, we're going to be okay?
Yeah, you do. And this is, we have chats at certain times, not every time, but you have chats after games and see where people are at and what they think as a team. And they all feel the same. They're good players, not being rewarded. But the answer to that is you keep doing what you're doing and you will get rewarded for it. As I said, we hit the bar and hit the post all night, but keep getting yourselves into positions where you're dominating the game and dominating the ball. So if they do that, it will definitely turn.
Because it must be a test of nerve for anybody, you know. And I would say, the reason I asked you that was because obviously when players come out, they're going to say things, you deal with them and you know them. But it will. It's inevitable. It's to test a nerve in the situation you're in. You haven't won for a bit. The league table's how it is. you're going to find a bit out about one or two people.
They will, and the stronger ones will stay with it. Mm. And that's where it separates the footballers. And the ones that maybe aren't as strong as the other ones, they need the stronger ones to pull them through at certain times. But it needs big players to go and perform. And I've got more than enough in the dressing room to perform. I don't have a problem with that.
Yes. Obviously, we already alluded to fitness. We're in the middle of a little run of games. We're going to go all the way to Reading and Ipswich and everything that entails. Are they come back fresh? All right.
Yeah, it was a long haul coming back from Ipswich, as you probably know. Yeah, and we were in the day after when we were in yesterday, and again this afternoon. So they'll be fine. Once get them training again this morning or today, and then. And get them out there tomorrow, and hopefully go and perform.
By tomorrow evening, if things go well, you'll all feel a lot better, won't you?
Well, yeah, we said that. We said that. Next two games are huge. I know we've got a couple of games in hand, but that switch in Northern was always going to be massive. It was important we came away from that switch. We're no losing. I think that was important. I think we deserved to win the game. And now, home game, it's a good chance for us to get 3 points.